Law of Ayikra. Chok Yisrael, day two, an exception for A. Yehuda Omar, Yehuda said, Ichlareim, eat friends. Shesu v'shichu dodim, drink from intoxicated lovers. He'll tell us what this is referring to. Ilein, kol mori devova v'ilola dispas mukulhu, sparkuch kechada. This is all of those masters of strife and wailing, that they're all sweetly scented and blessed as one. So you might think, looking at this verse, it's speaking about peaceful, happy people that are together with each other. It says, no. It's speaking about negative forces that are in a state of strife and try to cause problems and separation and unhappiness and wailing. And through the special unification that's drawn, what happens is, through the sacrifice, they're all sweetened and all of a sudden they become happy, giving, good, peaceful people, uniting in brotherhood and joy. So that's how special the sacrifice is, and that's why it atones for the sins, because the sins are the root energy that causes separation, and this fixes it up. Because they all have pleasure from the banquet of the king. And when do they all eat? At the time when the king is in bliss. Because this, the king is in bliss. Gives bliss to the queen. At first, afterwards, they all eat and are bliss. Rabbi Abba said, eat, friends, drink, the intoxicated lovers. These are six that were said, referring to 6 years as a ranpin. Says, who about them? The king brought me to his inner chambers. From Shir Shirim 1. Drink and become intoxicated from that wine that satiates them all. This is referring to the special wine of the secrets of the Torah, the wine of Atik, the wine discarded from the 6 days of creation, the deepest secrets, the deepest light. It gives everyone happiness and intoxication from consciousness of divinity in the deepest way. And when the Zohar says six, it means that the six spheres, lower spheres of Zaranpin, are raised up or elevated all the way up to the spheres of Atik Yomin, like in the world to come. So the sacrifices raises up to that level, they elevate, they fix up. As the Rizal says, Adam, Kiyakri Mekhem, when a person, a man will sacrifice from you, hints to the first man, that the sacrifice is repairing his sin and elevating us to the level that he was on before the first sin. And through that, all levels are elevated, and the world comes up to where it's supposed to be in Atzilus, and then that's the pre-nursery school introduction, able to go higher and higher forever and ever. Rav Elazar says, all those beloved, the kivandin and sheet is baruch and kulu and sat is baruch. Once those six are blessed, all those below are blessed. When the 6 years is ranfin, of its seals are blessed, all the worlds of Biyat, Seer, and Asiya, they're also blessed from that. Rav Shimon said, kula shapir, it's all good, of all rava, raza demila, a seeker's issue, ichlu reim, eat friends, leila above, shisu shikru dodim, drink, and be intoxicated lovers, and sat below. So he's explaining that the verse itself hints to those above and below. The reim, the friends that the Zohar calls Chokham Bina, train Rei and Lonis Pashin, two friends, never separated. So within the unit of 10 spheres itself, within the world itself, the upper 3 spheres are called above. That's the level of Reim, means friends that are never separated. The unification of Chokham Bina is never separated. And the lovers, Bolnis, refer to Zaranfin and Malchus, which are not all the times together. Amalei Relazer said, Relazer, Mani Nalela, Mani Nasati, who's those above and who's below? Amalei said to him, Yos, Shalti, yes, well. Toes, the Lord is the upper place, Inin, Bechachdusa, Bechadvasa, that they are in unification and bliss. Lomis Parshanam, never separated. Ilinikun Reim, they're called close friends. I don't see if that's written. Vacious, Nar Yosim Eden, the river comes out of Eden. Eden, Rahau Nar, Lomis Parshanam, and Eden, which is the level of Chochma and Nar, the rivers of Vina, they never separated. V'shtachulu almen v'usa v'achdusa v'chadvasa. Always found in loving will, in oneness, in bliss. So that means from their right, left, and middle sides, they're always united, which means they're united automatically in all ways. Shesu, in the full spectrum. Shesu v'shichru dodim, drinking, intoxicated lovers, they called lovers at certain times. They're not always together. That was explained. Come and see in Revelation meeting, those above, those upper ones, see who says by the mechila, eating without drinking. My time was the reason. One who had, because it says, ichlu reim, drink, oh, good friends. So, it doesn't mention eating. My time was to be Zamandi Isle Garvi Dechamra. A person who has barrels of wine, Achila boy, he needs to eat. And begin the Talmud Shari Yechamra, because there wine dwells. The Mintra, the guarded wine, which means like the wine guarded from the 6 days of creation, the light of Keser, the deepest secrets of Torah. So it says, Ksivahu Chila. So there it says by them eating that they also have to eat, which means they have to have, has to come to them some revelation of the levels of the worlds below, some of the sparks, which is called Mayan Nukvin, the awakening from below, of the under levels beneath, to help along to bring them also to high unification. The Rizal explains in Shah Kriya Shema, Shah Kavanas, about Kriya Shema, that the continuous unification of Chacham and Bina is only their external aspect, but the inner aspect requires us to make, and we do that, for example, when we say Kriya Shema, makes this very, very high unification. So that's called the eating that has to be brought to these levels, that's not there necessarily by itself. And we offer up the sacrifices, it goes up to Ein Sof, and also makes this very, very high unification, and nourishes them, and causes a blessing of new souls to that to come to the world, very high souls. Ravina and Taso, in those below, the boy in Shakyu, that they need to be watered. Sibu says, well, I'm Shtia, drinking. They all call him Tia and Shakyu, boy, because the whole all plants require being watered, because they need some drawing of the infinite light. Minachu Damika from the depth, deep river, from light of Bina. Valdo, because of this, Bina and Achila, we didn't see in these, those above, that is lacking by them, the connection to below, this awakening of sparks from below, as they have to eat, have to bring that to them. And Bina and those below, referring to Zaran from Malchus, that they have, they're in next to the level of eating, very close to it, all the sparks that are raised from below automatically go to them. It's only special mitzvahs like Kriya Shema and the Kabbonos that go up to Chacham Bina. So, like, they have food, figuratively speaking, so Shtia, we have to draw to them light from above. So in the Zohar is explained in the parable that drinking represents the light of the Ein Sof comes from above to below, eating represents the light of the sparks that awaken, and his bar from my nukum flow to above. This is the idea behind what the Maral explains, that drinking is more spiritual than eating. As we can see, it's less substantial, and it less makes a person physical. This is the root behind it, in terms of this discussion. Ilan Reim Bina Donim. These, referring to Chacham Bina are Reim, good friends. Ilan, these, referring to Zanpin, are lovers. For 2 minutes. Amalei Rebbe Elazar, said all the team Rebbe Elazar. Ischazi Daha Dodim Chavivusa Inun. It looks that lovers, they're in brotherly love. Amai Inun Tasoi, why are they beneath? Yeah, the word Dod would seem to be a more intense word for love and companionship, friendship than reim. So why are these below? When there's a higher level above, there's a deeper love. It says those that desire each other and not found all the time together are called lovers. As we say that distance makes a heart fonder. Those that are found all the time together and not covered from each other, not separate from each other, are called close friends. Because these are lovers, these are close friends. These are in goodwill and unity continuously. These are in desire at times. When they're not separate, so they desire each other. This is the completion of all. Affection of all, that Hashem made the levels like this. It is Baruch Israel, and it should be blessed in Israel, the Malchus, receiving from the Yichud of Chacham Bina and Yichud of Zeran Pinin. Then there's bliss in all worlds, above and below, and a perfect connection to Hashem, consciousness of Hashem from all levels above, from levels below, and everything in between.